Hi guys, welcome back to Top Horror. Today we're going to be doing the movie Get Out from 2017. And sorry if you can hear my cat purring, but that's what we got going on. So basically the film synopsis is now that Chris and his girlfriend Rose have reached the parents' milestone of dating, she invites him for a weekend getaway upstate with Missy and Dean. At first, Chris reads the family's overly accommodating behavior as nervous attempts to deal with their daughter's interracial relationship, but as the weekend progresses, a series of increasingly disturbing discoveries lead him to a truth that he could never have imagined. So basically, this one, it's like the family's like racist. And they basically are going to, what do you say, hypnotize him into be like acting like a slave from like, you know, like the 1800s. Yeah, that's that. It is done by Jordan Peele, who has recently had some successes. He also did, what is that one called? Us. That one's really good. Maybe we'll do that one. We'll see. But it's also by Jason Blum. He does the Blumhouse Productions. This movie is a Blumhouse Productions and Monkey Paw as well. They make some really scary movies. This one, Get Out, made $176 million. So still up there for a horror movie. And we can see the reviews, and they are pretty positive because it's like a crazy movie, but I can read some. So the top review on Google, it says, it's by Hetvi Shah a year ago, says, claims to be a horror, but it is so much more than that. Once in a while, a movie comes along that takes a genre by the scruff of the neck and vigorously shapes it into a new shape. This is so with Get Out, a horror movie, so the marketing blurb says, that lobs a few horror tropes into a lean and mean 104-minute thriller, but is really a social observation on the insidiousness of racism. It says it borrows from Pacific Heights, Psycho, Michael Haneke's Astonishing Party Games, and Saw without being any of them. Without resorting to spoilers, it is one gigantic twist from start to finish. So I kind of told you guys what happens there. But, yeah, this is actually Jordan Peele's first movie, so it was really good for him to be able to have such a good debut. So, another one says, great social thriller with a horrifying truth, a society which hides its true nature, where a particular race of people are happy to benefit from their privileges and won't stop at anything to extend the span of their luxurious livelihood. A world in which the past affects the present and been behind the veneer of open-mindedness and equality lies disgusting, gory, and selfish desire to cheat and convert people without accepting them the way they actually are. So, this movie, like, really resonated with people, I would say. When I saw it, I thought, this is insane. Because you never thought that they would still, like, have movies about racism. The film kind of leaves you on a cliffhanger. Because you never know if the guy actually gets out from the family. So basically what happens is, I'll just tell you the details. A guy visits his girlfriend's family, his white girlfriend's family, and he's a little nervous because he's black and apparently her family might be a little bit racist, which that's not cool. But everything seems great. Like, everything is a little bit too great. Everyone's giving him weird smiles. They have a servant that just looks like glazed. Like he looks like he's fine, but he also seems like he's out of it. And so the guy goes along and discovers, like, the family's just really weird. They're trying to keep him, like, in his house, keep him in their house. Hypnotize him, do all sorts of that, And the girl's on it, or the girl, his girlfriend, who he thinks, who loves him, is in on it as well with the family. So that's pretty terrifying. Never tells you if he actually gets away from them as well. So, let's see. And for some facts of the movie that I pulled out from a video from TGN Star Wars for facts of Get Out, apparently Jordan Peele, like I said, it's his debut, but he also wrote the entire thing, saying that he feel like he was the only one who could direct it and do it, and he's the only one who could do it, he feels like. And on September of 2015, he finished a script and secured $4.5 million, and then filming began in 2016 in May for 23 days. So that's pretty short. I see how they could do that, because it's just based over like one night. So I see. And then it was released first at the Sundance Film Festival right here in Park City, as a midnight secret show, and it has a Q&A in it. So Jordan Peele did a Q&A after that. That would have been awesome. It's based off of, Jordan Peele said it's based off of the Democratic debate with Obama and Clinton on whether an African American or a woman was more deserving of the presidency. Apparently also he used the movie, the 1975 movie, The Stepford Wives, to flesh out the idea further. Apparently it's a really creepy movie. So, another inspiration was Night of the Living Dead, because he said that that one is like one of the only other ones that dealt with racial issues. He said, this is the only woke, Jordan Peele did, this is the only woke horror movie of all time besides Night of the Living Dead. So there you go. Because not a lot of race was made in horror movies. And Jordan Peele said that horror movies was, it's his favorite genre. So not a lot of racial issues in those. And then in the first act, where the main character meets like his girlfriend's mom, was inspired by Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, the first act, because apparently that one talks about how like nobody was saying anything about his race, which he thinks is weird because our world now is crazy. The girlfriend, played by Allison Williams, said the role was new and challenging for her because she had just been in the series, so she couldn't adapt to the character. She had to just figure it out right then and there. And then the Michael Abels did the music, and apparently he's known for mixing classic and modern music, so that kind of, it makes it more terrifying. If you've ever heard modern orchestral music, it's pretty creepy. And then its opening weekend, it grossed $33 million, and up until February 27th, it was 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. But after Armand White said, he said something how it's like pleasing for the liberal agenda, he gave it a 99%, and apparently he does that to other movies just for the fun of it, just to give negative reviews. And this movie on Rotten Tomatoes is tied with Rosemary's Baby as the highest horror on Rotten Tomatoes, and this movie beats some of the most loved horror and monster movies of the genre. So yeah, that's kind of that. Next time we're going to do the 2018 film Halloween. It's like a reboot of the original one, and I've seen it. I think it's pretty good. So see you then.